Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God's chosen blessings rest upon every one of you. Truly, we do want to reward on this morning for every one of you. It is truly an honor and a blessing to come before you, come to you this morning with words of life, words of encouragement. Amen. We apologize for being late. I mean, we are under severe weather. But I was praying that the lightning would have stopped before now, but it just stopped, and the Lord permitted us to get in right up under the wire. So those of you who will please check out the broadcast, perhaps on your lunch break or for breakfast or for your alone time with the Father throughout the day, amen. We pray that we would say something that will be uplifting, that will be encouraging, that will be strength to you as you continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Amen and amen again. Let's turn our hearts to the throne. Father, we honor you on this morning. We bless you. We praise you. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor. For you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Father, we give you all of our strength, all of our might. Every minute, every second of the hour, we give unto thee, unto the owner. And Father, we bless your wonderful, sweet name on this morning. We ask of thee, O Lord, to cover us with your blood, protect us, heal us from every onslaught of the enemy. If we didn't learn anything yesterday, we learned that we must be in a frame of mind of warfare at all times. Yes, we must be alert. So, Father, I pray for alert minds, alert hearts, alert spirits, that we will forever be alert. But, Father, we thank you for teaching us how to properly fight in this hour. Amen. Properly fight in this end time hour. And we give your name the praise. Do for my sisters and brothers out loud in the chat room, live by phone, on top of the podcast. Father, we ask you even now as they prepare to go forth in the things that they need to do on today and the remainder of the week and the remainder of the month and the remainder of the year. Father God, we pray that you will shut down every plot or trap, snare, every human agent of Satan, every demon that has the ability to transform itself into human. All those demons that Satan has assigned to attack us and to manifest diabolical plots against us, Father, we ask you to shut it down. Send Michael and his angels with flaming sword to grab those demons and bring them back to the pit of hell, bound and chained in eternal fellows, never to reappear in our lives ever again. And Father, we give your name to praise, glory, and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sisters and brothers, if you would, when we last gathered together, we were reading in your hearing Psalm 9. Keep Psalm 9 in mind. Remember, the Lord is fighting for us. You're not alone. Let me read. It's see how many verses are in this particular text. 20 verses, but the time. Verse 1, it says, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Remember, praise is calmly. Yes. Praise is calmly. Can't nobody praise God for you but you. It is intimate between you and God. So don't ever let anybody demise or scrutinize your praise and your worship to the Lord. Now, there is a worship that's of Satan. Now, we don't have that. Now, we cancel that out. But we worship the true and living God. Now, let me explain something to you. What happened to me on yesterday? On yesterday, I tell you, like I shared with you before, you can look on previous broadcasts that we've aired. We're still celebrating 5 years, amen, and we are decreeing that this is 5 years of grace, excellence, integrity, and faithfulness and commitment to the Lord. We surrender all unto thee, and we decree and declare that we will grow and go to all the places that the Lord would have us to be. We would preach sound doctrine. We would teach sound doctrine. We will preach and teach sound doctrine. We don't have each and we don't accommodate each and ears here, because you have a true enemy that fight. You got an adversary who has spotted you out, placed you on the target. The FBI, the CIA, and no other parts of our government have nothing on Satan and his human agents. Do you hear me what I say? I'm not afraid no more. You cannot be a soldier in the army of the Lord and be fearful and afraid. So, Father, I set my faith in agreement. I bind that demon of fear. We no longer fear. Why should we fear when we have you on our side, huh? So we give you praise and glory. No. Yeah. So the same word that the Lord spoke over Jeremiah, he speaks of women. Hey. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's go there. Huh? The Lord is speaking to us on this morning, reminding us of who we are and whose we are. Because many of times we'll be in the battle, we'll be in the midst of the battle, that we will perhaps sometimes forget who we are and whose we are and who is fighting for us. And the reason why you haven't been consumed is because the Lord God, Yahweh, the true and the living God, is on your side. And if he is for you, who can be against you? You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, I would quote that scripture. I would say that scripture. I believe the scripture. But when you begin to walk in that scripture, when that scripture began to become flesh to you, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, when that word begins to permeate your bones and permeate your flesh, then you will be able to fully understand and comprehend the meaning. Why? Because you have walked through it. Now, listen to what this devil said to me yesterday. I'm rebuking the devil, because the Holy Spirit will whisper in your ear and tell you that this is Satan. Angels in human form. Yes, they come in human form to come against you. They want to put so much pressure on you to cause you to commit suicide so they can take your soul straight to hell. There's a bounty on your head. Satan has a bounty out for you. Everybody who's given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and living a committed life, Satan has the audacity to put a bounty on your head. But I'm here to squash that bounty. I'm here to crush that bounty. I'm here to crush all the wicked evil words. No man can curse. No witch, no wizard, no warlock can curse whom God has blessed. Do you hear me what I say? And so I'm there rebuking and binding the devil, standing on the word of God, because the word of God tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are powerful through God. They are pulling down a stronghold. And until you have a one-on-one encounter with the kingdom of darkness, I don't believe you will be brought forth anytime soon. You're going to have to be able to be brought forth. And before you can be able to be brought forth, you will have encounters. And what I love about the Lord, speaks it well. Your good old prayer part, there ain't nowhere around. He has shut down everything. So it'll just be you, him, and the devil. And he asks the question, whose report are you going to believe? I believe the report of the Lord. That I'm here to tell you, Satan is a good illusionist. Well, what is an illusionist? Well, when you look at David Copperfield, those who do magic, that's illusion. Play tricks on other people's mind. TV tricks on other people's mind. I would say some politics tricks on people's mind. Those people that's in position have people over there. And those people over there got people over there. God said, I put in place who I want to be in place. You know that what he told Nebuchadnezzar? I had to put him in check So Jeremiah 1 says, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, the priest that were in Antinoam and in the land of Israel. Do you not think God knows your genealogy better than Ancestry.com? You want to know who your ancestors are? Talk to God about it. And if he wants to reveal, he'll tell you. If not, leave what it is. Verse 2, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th reign of his reign. But sometimes you can be in a battle for a moment, you can wonder why is the fight so intense? Several things. Number one, the devil don't want what was spoken over you to come to pass. Number two, you fighting old ancient demons, generational, that wants to take a grip on your life. But because you remember the Lord in the days of your youth, and you gave him your all and all, you submitted completely to him, committed life, Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, blood bought, blood washed, living a holy life. I didn't say a perfect life. I said a holy life. Even in your mess-ups, you still in life standing. Why? Because of what Jesus Christ of Nazareth done for us on the cross. Who always causes us to be victorious and triumphant in every area of our lives. Now, verse 3, it came to pass in those days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, look at the law, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 6th month. In other words, Jeremiah was strategically placed for such a time as that. So put your hand on your stomach and say, Lord, I thank you that you have strategically put me in place in history for such a time as this. So for that purpose that you brought me here for, bring it to pass, unhindered, undamaged. It will not be aborted. It will not be stillborn. It will not be defected. It will be healthy. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, who makes no mistakes. The great I am that I am that I am. Who's God all by himself. Who's of the ancient of days. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Now, and it came also in the days of Jehoiakim. Look at this. Why did Jeremiah have such a powerful description? God wanted you to know that you don't serve a God that's not organized. who is confined by proclivities. Come on, Holy Ghost, hear this, hear this. Who's not limited by ideologies and philosophies. And who's not limited by the small mindsets of so-called politicians and leaders of that particular day. God letting you know I do what I want to do, through who I want to do it, when I want to do it, where I want to do it, and what time and history. This is what he wants you to know. Nothing stops my hand. I'm God all by myself. And you're not here by chance. You're here on purpose. And you're a strategic plan against the kingdom of darkness. Good God of mercy. I will see that for myself. Verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee, and now who did what? Did he say what? No, he had a conference meeting about you. No. He talked it over with your mama and dad, no. He brought forth the counsel of heaven, and he knows. What did he do? Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the man. He did what to Rudy well? Good God of mercy. What is the Lord telling us this morning? God's word trumps. And it ain't talking about the president and